What is up, Central Catholic? Welcome back to the Couch Tomatoes podcast, season 2. I am Story Arnie.
I'm Madeline Gwynn.
And I'm Mythic.
We're picking up where Jake, Tony, and Matthew left off last year.
They are no longer with us. It's a tragic tale.
It's called graduation, folks.
Anyway, tragic it is.
Yeah, we gotta be somewhat quiet today because we're in the library. So, yeah.
Today we're going to be playing a game called Can We Make This a Business? We're going to be picking up random objects, and we're going to see what Isaac can do with them. Well, what do we want to start with?
Why meepo people?
Well, I mean, we're all going to do it eventually.
Okay.
It was Isaac's idea, so, yeah.
Yeah, it was my idea.
Let's take this eraser. What can you make a business out of this with?
I guess this beautiful black whiteboard eraser, Expo.
Yeah.
The best in the business.
Best company.
Yep.
Please sponsor us.
How can you make a business out of this, Isaac?
What we do is basically make a machine of the laser does like a sponge, so you can use said eraser. You can turn on a function that makes it wet, so you can wipe your windows. It also makes it so it could be extremely used instead of having to buy a bottle that will basically be empty in a few weeks or months, depending on it. You can just use this for basically forever. All you need to do is add some water and somebody can use it for a long time.
Yeah.
That's my business.
That's a good
idea.
All right, now you get to pick an object for story.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, he gone.
Isaac's gonna be back momentarily with the object.
So, Story, how's freshman year going so far?
Good.
How wild is it being the only freshman on the rampart?
It's pretty cool. You guys are all nice.
Who do you think you're talking to?
How can you make
this chess piece?
Ah, yes, the golden scratched up chess piece from the library. How can you make it a business, Story?
How can you? Glad.
Let's see. You could make it seem like it's something special, like the pet rock. You sell it as a pet chess piece or something, like a special chess piece. Well, was the pet rock a scam?
Yeah, yeah.
I got a rock.
I mean, if you stick some googly eyes on it, you could probably sell it for about 30 cents.
No, not exactly like a pet rock, but sell it like a special chess piece or something. I don't know.
It's old story.
Yes, it's a slice of the old times.
The olden times.
Yeah.
Basically make a thing like make a scam like this chess piece has been made since the beginning when chess was made, and it could be all yours for $10,000.
Well, I won't sell it for that much. No one would buy it. But,
if we can $500.
make chess pieces that look old, sell them for, $5. Maybe, a set for, $10.
Remind me to never buy anything from any of you. It's all a scam. Coming from the rampart.
When you pick up a random object in the library,
from a rampart, this is not intentional. We're making t-shirts that you can buy. We promise you it's not a scam. We promise you it's not going to come in there tearing the 4 pieces. We promise that.
Yep.
Oh no, this is all a scam. Everything about this is a scam.
You just pick up a random object in the library and tell someone to make a business out of it.
You just get a scam.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just get a scam.
Because, unfortunately, scams are easy to think up. And we need to think up things easily. So, yeah.
You know what else is thought up easily?
What?
Stupid Blockbuster movies that they play over the summer. you'll like my transition.
Yeah,
when I was watching John Oliver today, I heard there was only one Blockbuster open in America. I think it was in Alaska or something like that.
No, it's in Bend, I think.
The last Blockbuster's in Bend?
Yeah, I have a friend that lives in Bend, actually.
There's a Blockbuster in Bend.
Yeah.
Wag. That's real wag.
So, it's your turn now.
Oh, it's my turn now.
But the thing is,
we're not going to transition to Blockbuster movies yet.
Oh, so, so now I have to find something. Story's gonna find me an object now.
Or do you want to find one again, Isaac?
Who's finding me an object?
Sure, I'll find one.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Good job.
Is there really a Blockbuster open in Bend?
Yeah, I think so.
Wild. He's gonna bring me back another chess piece, isn't he? I hope so. So, what's your favorite part of freshman year? That is
back.
Not a chess.
Can you make a globe? Do a business.
This is a moon.
A globe.
A globe.
I can absolutely
matter.
Make a moon into a business. I can sell this moon and tell people it's the real moon because the real moon doesn't exist. Oh, wait, is this the moon?
Yeah, I think
it looks like the moon.
I think it's the moon.
I hope it's the moon, or else I sound like an idiot.
I think it's the moon because I don't see the continent.
Because they labeled the craters. Okay, so yeah, so I would sell this as the real moon because the actual moon is a sham. Speaking of scams, the moon is a lie.
The moon landing was staged.
In 2012, it like flickered.
Exactly. The moon doesn't exist. Whoever told you the moon exists is a liar.
It's the Caribbean. If you were in my English class, you'd get that.
I don't even need to be in an English class. The Caribbean is a liar.
It's been burned during the eclipse. It no longer exists since it came to us in plastic form.
I'm currently holding the real moon. It's plastic. It's beautiful. It's happily labeled for your convenience. $15.
$15.
That's actually pretty.
It's a pretty good.
We're auctioning it.
It's not even. Who told you it was a scam? The real moon is a scam. This is the moon.
It's
story.
The real thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the real
about.
Thing.
Go to ccrampart.com. You can purchase this.
Oh no.
You can
witness our scams
time in our merch store.
You can
for exactly 2 seconds.
One by one of them, you can buy all of them, the eraser, the king piece and the moon all for $20.
Well, that ruins the scam.
And
the expo marker eraser.
Not that like you put like lasers and water in it to like wash windows.
Oh, yes. This is wild.
Get rid of the label and can
right, oh, you're right. We gotta.
I didn't write it on the brand part and just claim it as ours. Then we can sell it.
This is horrifying.
It's not a scam. We all need scams.
Isaac made something legit. The rest of us are scammers. That's an oof.
All right. So maybe I was the one that picked up the object for them, so it's partially my fault.
You know what else is totally a scam? Popcorn at movies.
Yeah, that transition was totally not scripted.
My sister loves movie popcorn.
It's a scam. What you guys pay for one large popcorn is like what movie theaters pay for like a 10-pound bag of kernels. It's like literally you pay like $10 for a large popcorn, and the movie theater can make that large popcorn for about 2 cents.
Like printer ink. There's this one like printer ink thing that costs like $60 and it costs them 23 cents to make it.
Yep. Sounds about right.
I think a lot of times when my cousin White baked for candy, but my parents decided to get popcorn because popcorn instead.
Yeah, like movies, like snacks in general are like really overpriced. Like especially like Regal.
I don't work for Regal, so it's fine.
Speaking of movies, that goes into our next topic.
Yeah.
You gotta love transitions. Those transitions.
Those transitions are legit.
It's almost got like we got a professional writer.
I don't see a professional writer.
A professional writer, yeah, it's right over there in the library. I wonder if they can hear my voice based on how far the phone is.
Yeah, they can hear you. You have a louder voice than the two of us, which is why I have the phone over here.
I have a loud voice. Yeah.
Okay. So our next topic is summer movies. Good ones, bad ones,
oof.
In between.
Mediocre ones.
I would say that overall, probably the one that did the best on like Rotten Tomatoes and stuff has to be The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Incredibles 2.
The Incredibles 2.
It was pretty good.
They raised for like how many years now? How
13,
many years
I think.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the sequels. I hope it was worth the wait.
Yeah.
I pulled a vow here for Team Fortress 2. If you know what Team Fortress 2 is, and if you don't, I'm confused. Why not?
I still haven't seen The Incredibles 2.
Well, it was. Have you seen the first Incredibles?
You should probably put that stuff back. Just gonna point that out.
Okay, let's put the stuff back. We'll be right back after I put all of the stuff back.
There we go.
Alright, so, have you seen the first Incredibles?
I saw the first Incredibles. I'm not completely uncultured.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the second one, though. The
second one's not quite as good as the first one, in my opinion. But it was still pretty good.
I've seen parts of it.
Ah.
When I haunt theaters at work, I've watched parts of it.
The moon's back in orbit and the Chesapeake has claimed checkmate, so we're ready to go.
Great.
Beautiful. So, yeah, the Incredibles.
Let's see, what else? Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, Jurassic World 2. I went to see it with my mom and sister. I have to say it was pretty mediocre compared to the first one.
It's the only one I've seen.
Actually, I liked it. I went to see it with, like, my friend and my brother, and it cost us, like, $70 for, like,
what?
We all got, like, a snack, and, like, we got a soda, and, like, we got, like, one popcorn for all of us.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it cost us, like, $70. I had, like, gift cards, though, so it was fine.
That makes it okay.
That makes it all okay.
It was fine for us. But, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
We just had some Rampart gift cards.
Yeah.
So you can buy all the merch that we have.
We have no merch.
Oh yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we can. So yes.
We have no merch. We joke about having merch, but we have no merch.
Yeah,
it's
sad.
We should fix that.
Or behind all the scenes, we're saying that we can buy merch that we don't have.
So yeah, I actually really like Jurassic World. It was fun.
Was it like good in comparison to the other ones, or was it like bad?
I don't know. I've seen like the first Jurassic World. I saw Jurassic Park like a long time ago, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, honestly, now I think about it, I did like the second. I liked the first better.
Mm.
It's like one of those things where the first movie is better than the sequel because it usually is.
Yeah.
Except in those cases like the Terminator.
I haven't seen Terminator. I should, but I just haven't.
I've never seen that movie.
Neither have I, but a lot of people say that.
What else came out over the summer?
Ant-Man and the Wasp? That was probably my favorite of all this
summer.
Was
that good? I still haven't seen that one.
Quick question, I forget. Was Infinity Wars released in summer, or was it like April?
Yeah, Infinity Wars was like way back in April.
That was April.
Yeah, my...
That did really well in theaters.
Yes, that was really good.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
Yeah. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, and spoiler for your Z, it ties into the Infinity Wars movie where people disintegrated.
Oh, that's frightening. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. No more spoilers. We
promise
you that.
Maddie hasn't seen it yet. So.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have sinned in the eyes of our Lord.
Oh boy. What else can
I
have this summer? Christopher Robin came out.
I need to see that.
The Mr. Rogers Neighborhood one. What's it called?
What?
It's like the one about Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. You've ever heard about that one?
I've never seen the show either.
You're such a baby.
Mr. Rogers?
Hey, do you remember Mr. Rogers?
No.
That was probably before my time.
How much? Before my time.
When was it released?
The movie or the show?
Which one are you talking about? The movie?
I'm talking about the movie
that
came out
over
the summer. I don't remember what it's called, but like it was released midsummer.
I don't remember that.
Oh wait, I don't know.
How do neither of you know about the show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Well, I know about it. I just haven't seen it.
It hurts my soul.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah, that one. That's the name of the movie. Won't you be my neighbor is the name of the movie.
I know like the theme song.
Beautiful
day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah, I know the theme
song. Wonderful.
Solo. Yeah. Solo was like, wasn't quite summer for me yet. Did you guys get out
yet?
And Solo came out?
I think we were getting out pretty soon after that, but
okay.
We hadn't been out yet.
Let's count Solo.
I'm going to count Solo. I mean...
Solo.
Was it
that
good?
It did so badly.
It
got trashed.
It's like the first Star Wars movie to ever lose
money. How well did Solo did?
Not great.
It actually they lost money on the project.
We lost money.
That's depressing.
Yeah, but I actually did go to see it, and it was actually, like, pretty good. It wasn't, like, great, but it was good.
I still haven't seen it.
No?
Have you seen the new Star Wars movies?
I've seen every Star Wars movie but Solo.
Oh, okay.
I'm cultured. Yeah, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, see, you're...
I work at a movie theater. Every time y'all are out there watching movies, I'm working.
Oh, see, you're a man of culture as well, or a woman of culture as well. You know that meme?
Yeah.
Mm. Acknowledged. Ignored, but acknowledged.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else came over this summer? We had... There's lots of, like, little doinky movies. Oh, what is it? It's, like, Murder Street or something. The one that it's, like, the Muppets they use. Oh. It looks like Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
But Sesame Street...
And they all Sesame No Street. Oh, my gosh, it does really well. And I've seen, like, 4 people try and take their 2-year-olds into it. And every time I see it, I'm just like, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Where they kill people?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen them before. If so, if you say that 2-year-olds go in there, you just ruined their childhood self before they even seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, the trailer for that or something. I don't know.
Hey, Drew.
What else? Is Christopher Robin any good?
Christopher Robin, so many people have come out of that movie crying.
What movie?
Christopher Robin.
I've seen, like, the trailer for it a bunch, and, like, the Tigger model, and it looks really, really bad. It's not orange enough.
I didn't realize
how many movies... Well, that's the point, though.
I didn't realize how many movies I missed out during the summer.
Well, this doesn't even dent the surface.
Oh,
there's
God.
There's so many movies. Yes,
like, well, so many small films.
Oh. So many smaller movies came out. Like, it was crazy.
There was one I saw that looked really good. I saw the trailer for it at Jurassic World.
Was it The Meg?
No, it was, like, it was a smaller film. It was about, like, a guy that got, like, attacked, and then, like, he basically, like, used dolls to, like, tell stories.
That's creepy.
Yeah, and then, like, I don't know, like, the plot is, like, that, like, they're, like, going to, like, the trial of the guy that assaulted him. It looked really good.
Interesting.
I never went to go see that, because I forgot the title.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
Wow. Yeah, it was probably, like, a smaller indie film.
Most likely. Well, I can't think of any more movies. Can anyone else think of any more movies?
Nope. Was Deadpool 2 in the summer?
No, not really.
That was like May.
It came out like the same time as Infinity War.
I'm
like,
so behind.
Infinity War back.
Yeah, I'm so behind in the movies. My bad.
I'm 2 years behind in movies. It's fine. I don't know. I think that's all the movies I can think of.
That's all the movies I can see. Dub and the items that we did as well. Do you think we did all we could, or do we have any more topics to discuss? I don't think we do.
How much time have we recorded for?
I'm going to have to...
20 minutes, about? I think we can put a bit more in there.
We're gonna edit this somehow.
Yeah, we're going to edit this. I had to edit this a lot, and I'm giving
or
you more editing.
Or we could just leave it in there for fun.
It would never fun, like, bloopers.
People had it.
Or they say bloopers. Bloopers at the end.
Yeah. That would be fun.
This entire section's bloopers.
Alright, so stay tuned for the bloopers.
This is the bloopers, guys.
This is for the bloopers. Well, this is gonna be the bloopers.
Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, Couch Tomatoes out.